Bucks, how was it out there?
not what we were looking for, especially for first team offense, but good to be back out there playing football, real life football for me. It's the first opportunity as QBs. I mean, even when we go live in practice during training camp, you're not really live. So first real experience back into real bullets and getting hit. So
is it pretty easy to say it's preseason, we'll just kind of move on? Or
No, I certainly think you're using it as a tool. Yeah, I mean, this is certainly a teaching tool for everybody, you know, no matter where you are on the depth chart. So certainly we'll look at this and a lot to improve on. Couldn't convert on a 3rd-and-1, couldn't convert on a 3rd-and-2. You put yourselves in good situations as an offense, that's where you want to be, you know, and have to be able to execute there. So,
from the quarterback's point of view, Alex, what was your assessment of the offensive line, specifically Eric Fisher?
I thought he did, it's tough from, my perspective there. I thought he did just fine. For me, when I was in there, I know it goes down as a sack fumble, but, really, there's quite a bit I can do there to get rid of the ball. I mean, it's quick game, three-step drop. The ball's got to come out. I mean, that's the linemen as well as the receivers all have a time clock, and when it is quick game, it does need to come out, or I got to get out of there, one or the other. So put those guys in kind of a tough situation, especially Eric tonight. So definitely get better at that.
What about Zach Fulton?
Once again, it's tough for me to say. I mean, certainly, there was just I really put that on me. There was the one sack fumble. Other than that, protection was good all night. I thought ran the ball well as well. So,
did you guys go into this with scripted plays that you've been working on, or?
We get openers he gives us, but yeah, you get the list of what's going to go in for the game a couple days ago. As far as it gets cut down, and this is what's up for the first game. So, and Coach Reed does a great job of all the QBs kind of giving us a good feel of what we're going to get. So,
with new pieces on the line, how long does it take for a quarterback to get comfortable with moving parts, like in Fisher moving sides? And how long does that take?
To be honest, I don't give it any thought. You're going out there and playing. Everybody has to do their part, and I'm no different. And really, I got enough on my plate. And I think that kind of goes for every guy in the huddle. I think we're all focused on doing our job so that collectively we can execute. And I'm trying to play quarterback the best I can. I'm not out there thinking about the offensive line. Certainly we have some new faces. We're young, but you got to trust them. That's the nature of the game. You have to trust those guys that they're going to do their job. It's always going to be a little bit offensive line, a little bit by committee. That's the nature of the game. It's 16 weeks. You got to have more than five guys that can play. So,
does trust take a while?
I think especially when it comes to offensive line. It comes through practice, and you believe it. You have to step into a game, and you can't play quarterback second guessing those guys up front at all. No, it'd be a long day.
You're obviously locked in on the game once you leave. What'd you see from Chase and Tyler? Aaron only got in the last 4 minutes. Specifically, Chase and Tyler, how do you think they did?
I thought besides the two plays, the two turnovers, I thought they both played really, really well. Collectively as quarterbacks, three turnovers on the day usually aren't going to win games. Fortunately, we got two defensive scores and a special team score, so that was nice. But those two guys, really those two plays jump out at me. Chase had a good game otherwise and made some plays, especially there at the end of half, and Tyler the same way.
What about
Travis Kelce making that big play at the end of the half?
Yeah.
How big is it for him? He's had so much.
Yeah, I think everybody was extremely happy for Travis. The guy's been through a lot. Obviously, it's been a long time since he's seen action, but I think everybody can verify the guy never leaves the facility. This offseason, OTAs, training camp, he's been there rehabbing, putting in extensive hours trying to get healthy, and it was a good step to see him out there in preseason, and then especially to make a play like that and run away from those guys.
Last one.
What about the weapon that DeAnthony's speed might be able to be?
Yeah. He does it every day. He kind of only knows one speed. We all kind of joke about that, even in walkthrough. The guy's like 100 miles an hour. He's just the type of player that, when he touches the ball, everybody's kind of holding their breath a little bit, because he's always got that potential. Certainly a compliment for him. I know I was screaming fair catch on the sideline, screaming it, and then it was like, oh, okay. So, big play out of him there. So.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Alex.